Jesse Hacks again. I read here, and then I kick starts. And Moses, I'm reading again from Acts chapter 7, from verse 22. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and was mighty in words and in deeds. And when he was full 40 years old, he came into his heart. I spoke about promptings, you know, to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him and avenged him that was oppressed and smote the Egyptian. For he supposed his brethren would have understood how that God by his hand would deliver them, but they understood not. Verse 30, and when 40 years was expired, there appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai an angel of the Lord in a flame of fire in the bush. When Moses saw it, he wondered at the sight. And he drew near to behold it. The voice of the Lord came unto him. Praise God. So I rounded up last week by talking to us about wilderness experience. I say three ways Moses was taught. And I can extend the same to you, that same three ways we all be taught. He was taught in a school. That's why he was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians. And I remember I said to us that God will always orchestrate a man of destiny and purpose to go through all the necessary routes. Let me backpedal that to say to us tonight, and I want you to reckon with this. Wherever a Christian finds himself, it's a divine placement. I don't think I've said that to us before. Wherever you find yourself as a believer, it is a divine placement. There's no appointment by accident. There's no place that you find yourself in life by accidents. There's no work that you do at a point in time that is by an accident. It is a divine appointment by God. You submitted your CV. Somebody spoke on your behalf. God can always raise men. Somebody spoke on behalf of Moses, you know, when he was on the river. Do you understand that? He ran out. Do you want somebody to take care of this baby? Do you understand that? You know, if you want to say man, no man, there can be divine man, no man. Praise God. You know, so somebody can speak on your behalf. Your CV can speak on your behalf. Whatsoever has spoken, but I want you to know that every appointment is divine. Let me extend to say, every relationship is divine. You can make the best of it. You can abuse it. But it is divine. You see, things about children of God are highly spiritual. Things about children of God are not accidental. You know, it's spiritual ignoramus that make you to think that certain things are coincidence. Certain things are by accident. The Bible says the Lord orders the step of a righteous man. I quoted to Ross, he said, I been on the way, the Lord leadeth me. So I want you to know that every opportunity you have is divine. Every man that you meet, there's a spiritual angle to it. And quite a lot of people in life has messed up divine contacts because they are not spiritually in tune with it. You have people that have sent away their helpers. You have people that have sent away the hands of God, the fingers of God. You know, I was talking to somebody, I said, yes, nobody is a God in anybody's life, but somebody is a finger of God in your life. And a lot of us, because we are ignorant of this, we messed up opportunities. Moses enjoyed divine placements, and it enjoyed divine relationship. Being in the palace was divine. A man that should be killed, because He was found by the princess of the man that ordered killing. So the princess actually should support his father. But the princess disobeyed his own father. Because the princess actually knew that for a child to be on the way, say, this must be a child of these Israelites, of the Hebrews. And that was enough for him actually to sink, to drown that baby. But he acted contrary. That is divine. When that woman, of course, history said, you know, the family, I've noticed the time she goes there. You know, there's some cultural, you know, aspect of her going to swim and all, you know. But God orchestrated everything so that the right person, the wrong person could have found him. The right person did. And because the right person did, he was able to go to the right school. He needed to attend that school because of the reason he was called. Praise God. He needed to. And that's why I want you to know, and I repeat, every aspect of your life, you can call it coincidence if you are spiritual, spiritually unaware. You can call it accident if you are spiritually unaware. But a spiritual being will know that the hand of God is in this. Let your default setting to people, to relationship, to contacts, to new job, to new business, let it be that God orchestrated it. Let it be that God orchestrated it. Number two, will we all go through schools of culture, moral, you know, history? And Moses had that done through his own mom, inadvertently. You know, the princess did not know that the nanny actually was the mom. So God orchestrated that too, because in the palace, there's no way anybody could have taught Moses about the history of the Hebrew. So, and he needed that history so that he can be prepared for purpose. It was the history that upset him, you know, when he went out. I said, no, what I'm seeing is contrary to what my parents have told me about these people. These are the people of God, and they are being used as slaves. So that history was taught. So you will get that. And I said to Ross last week that you will go through the talk class, whether you pray for it, whether you don't pray for it. And that's a lesson in the school of wilderness. You will go through it. Except you don't want your life to amount. Except you don't want to fulfill purpose. You will go through it. The only thing I cannot say is when you will and how you will. But you will certainly do. Some of us are going through that school as I speak. Some of us are coming out of a class in that school. You will enter into another one. And some of us are ready to go. But if you want your life to serve purpose, you must be ready to allow wilderness experience, life experience, they must come to play in your life. And one thing is critical, like I see in the life of Moses. In his wilderness experience, you will see that it was a time that he got trained. When you are a shepherd, that is one of the greatest schools you can ever attend. When you are in charge of a flock, In that school, you will learn defense strategy. In that school, you will learn attack strategy. I'll be explaining that further. I'm just giving you, the big picture. Defense strategy, we're able to see in the life of David. Because he too was a shepherd. It looks like anybody that we are amongst, you must be a shepherd. Glory to God, I'm a shepherd. Amen. Praise God. It will teach you. You know, because he said, look, I had 100 and I have a wolf come for one of them. I thought, he said, oh, man, Jackie, can you not know? He said, no. He said, I ran after. These are the things you learn when you are in the school of wilderness. It will teach you virtues. It will teach you humility. Like I was saying to her last week, what thing can humble a person more than you serving your father-in-law? He was employed by his father-in-law. Do you understand it? You know what it means? You don't know. You never work for your father-in-law. May you not work for your father-in-law. Can I say something to you? Good, listen. If your father-in-law is Dangote, it's better for Dangote to open for you another business line. If you are working for your in-law, let me tell you something. You can't get home and do bragado for your wife. Your wife is the husband. To ba ran juma. Ko ni ko pe daddy e. Ko ran juma ju bayi. I can say that's okay. That's okay is loaded. That's okay can impact on your salary. It can impact on your promotion. It can impact on the marriage. It can impact on the job. So you people that say it's Dangote, have a rethink. Have a rethink. It was a humbling experience for him. It was a school that taught him humility. So when you go through your wilderness experience, be careful. So this is what happened to people when they're in the wilderness. Bitterness. Offense. Tendency to forget God. You know, I rounded up last week. I remember I said this to a pastor. It just occurred to me. I said, did God have to appear to him, you know, in that spectacular manner? God didn't have to. Do you understand that? It came from my thinking. God didn't have to. Most likely, wilderness has started impacting on his mentality concerning purpose. And God has to get him to come back in a way that he cannot deny that this is God. You know that sometimes, when you've gone through suffering, sometimes, even when God is giving succor, you can doubt it. Because some of us, we get bitter. In our low time, in our wilderness experience, that's when you see believers, they try other gods. I've said to you severally, you know, one of my experiences when I was down, you know, and financially bankrupt. I told you about somebody that say just three apples. He said, I know that to a pastor, don't worry. You don't need, I won't tell you to do anything. You just bring the three apples. Do you understand? And then money will come. So he was trying to free my conscience. You know that I'll just give three apples. That was enticing. If you say, sir, that three apples, you go to, you buy white clothes, you wrap, you know that might be difficult. But he said, you know, so he was trying to help me. He said, just bring it. For people that don't know that wilderness experience is a training school, we'll give up on you. And you know the irony of life sometimes. You are bad coming out of that challenge when you compromise. If you stayed, the money will still come all the same. They understand that. Like I said, people that have heard my testimony before, God came true. So I can say God came true. If it will happen, I will not tell you today. Take and repair. That's all low. Along bad way. Do you get that? If I am off me toro. So you find out that when we go through these areas in our life, we can become bitter. And so, whatever you are going through now that is contrary, it's not actually contrary. They are working together for your good. So in it, if you want reprieve, you want to come out of it. So you have to be careful, number one. Don't hold a man responsible for your downtime. Actually hold God responsible for your downtime. Know that that's part of the training you have to go through. Number two, manage your emotions in your downtime so that you don't do things that will prolong your downtime. You remember Joseph? Joseph was in the wilderness and he was doing well until they introduced three apples to him. The three apples was a man that was able to interpret his dream. And instead of keeping his book had cavity shot. He had it because the pain is for you. Sometimes we suffer as if we don't have God. Sometimes we carry pain as if we don't have God. Joseph went through that phase. And so he thought that, God, if you not help me, I will help myself. So that God will be able to say, and he will be able to say that God did this. God ensured that that man forgets. How can you? Listen. Oh, my God. You are in prison. I came to pay your bill. And you came out of prison. I'm on the one that stand as surety, my house, say 10 million. And you left that prison, you didn't bother to come to my house, say, thank you, sir. Can't you find that strange? He showed you last time. That is more than meet the heights. I was instrumental to you getting a job, for example, and you cannot say, spare a word to say, thank you, sir. You don't need to bring money, but bring wine. And you just forget. You know that people of this day, they do it. The church today is full of ungrateful people. They don't care. They say, God, you're not using. God could have used somebody else. That's the way stupid people reason. It did not just start today. It started from the place of the Bible. They say, yes, That's the way ungrateful people reason. You slept on that mat. That mat prevented you from having bed sore. That mat prevented you, you know, from sleeping in the sun. But because of your attitude, something happened between you and your benefactor. You now said that if you carry the mat, bed will come. The mat that you slept on for years, that spared you your life, helped your destiny, oh, come out of it. That happened to Joseph. You can imagine how bitter Joseph would have been if he did not understand God and his ways. You know, every time you say, water. You, in other words, he's expecting a man. And then, water. Because he thought that if I can give interpretation of a dream that got you out of the prison, in fact, he thought he's done something fantastic. But that guy is like some of us. The moment he came out, the joy of freedom made him to forget. And God made him to forget. Because Joseph, that had been relying on God all along, dropped ball this one time. Because each time you go read his story, he will say, because the hand of the Lord that was upon me. When God delivered him, you know, from his master's wife, he said, because of the hand of the Lord that was upon him. When they said, we kill him, put in the pit, you know, he said, because of the hand of the Lord that was upon me. So this time around, you interpret it. You don't say, because of the hand of the Lord that was upon me. 2 years. Some of us stay longer in the wilderness because you got offended. Many years ago, I believe, one of the things that tripped me to wilderness, I said in my office, you know, my office is at Onireki, you know, because I've hurt people. Variously. So, I was talking one day. I said, if I have any form of financial problem, I said, people will rise. I said, I can never. If I want to say, kilo dabu bo nkanru, I will trace it back to that. Some of us, we messed up our destiny by amount. I can say that that's what happened to me. Some of us, we are careless what we say about people and what you say about yourself. We are careless. Our mouth, you see, the Bible says the power of life and death, they are in the tongue. Some of us, we are in the wilderness of life today because of what you said. Some of us, we sent away benefactor. Joseph did by what he said. What he said appears harmless. What he said is what any one of us could have said. But a man of destiny, you can't just say anything. A man of purpose, you can't just say anything. A man of purpose, you will speak as you are ordered. You will speak as you receive prompting. I said, don't forget me. God was like, you think you are the one that got the interpretation? You are not. You are only the vessel. The interpretation came from me. So, lead me. If I stay with you for this long, for how long? You are about coming out. And God said, because you are going to be great. Have I said this to you before? Let me round up on this. You know, I always say that it's destined that Joseph will get, you know, to Egypt. his brethren will get to Egypt. But did they enter the same bus? Did they go through the same road? The road that we pass in life is subject to the purpose you are going to fulfill in life. And when you see some mothers that are on the express road, and for you, you look like you are in the inner road. You know, you are on the express Ibadan Oyo. Oh my God. But somebody is on Lagos Ibadan Express. Ma worry you. The more you see that your life is challenged, the more you begin to see that there's something about this, my life. Joseph ended in Egypt. His siblings ended in Egypt, but he ended being a prime minister in Egypt, but all his other siblings ended up being servants in Egypt. So, because they are not going to occupy any unique position, so it was easy for them. Because he was going to be a leader, it was not going to be easy for them. And that's why what Soyinka said, no, what Tai said before he died, even though he said he does not believe in God, but the man where he is now, we know there is God. He said, may your road be rough. Don't you think that looks like the scripture? If your road is too straight, then you have nowhere you are going. You see, I get worried a bit about people that don't have problems in life. Primary school pimp, secondary school pimp, university pimp, from university, you know, etimudate marriage pimp, from marriage, honeymoon, otiloyu pimp. I get worried. Not only I get worried, I've seen it play out. Most people like that, their life is short. Go through the scriptures. You can't see anybody that months that had it easy. Go through the scriptures. Don't say, Pastor, kill him, so okay. Carry your Bible. See every Jesus himself, the short ministry. Do you understand that was rough? Or you want to begin to talk about Paul? You want to talk about this Moses we are studying? Is it Nehemiah that you want to speak about? Is it Gideon that you want to speak about? See it. Any man that be a man of purpose, we have it rough in life. And that's what the Bible says as we go home. Can't eat all. May the grace of the Lord be with your spirit. I see you next service. Amen.